Today's show is sponsored by Jason-Gore.com. You know him as Dudio from The Best Show and the former producer of Meet My Friends, The Friends. Now he's moving up and leaving all the scum in his wake. He's also a working comedian making people laugh all over the world. Go to Jason-Gore.com to check out his upcoming projects and live dates and more. Jason-Gore.com, home base for all things Jason Gore. Let's start the show. Welcome back to Meet My Friends, The Friends, The Friends Recap Podcast. Each episode of this show is an episode in which we recap an episode of Friends, and we're going to do that and have a good time doing it, and let's go and meet my friends, The Friends. Hey, welcome back to Meet My Friends, The Friends, The Friends Recap Podcast. My name is Tom Sharpling. I'm the host, and we are going to recap an episode of Friends. Today, we're going to do Season 2, Episode 23, the one with the chicken pox, which was written by Brown Mandel and directed by Michael Lembeck. It aired on May 9th. 1996. But last week, or last episode, we had a bit of a premature incident that made me pull the plug on stuff for the one with two parties. I apologize.
That's an understatement.
For that. Yeah, that's Engineer Pat. How are you?
I'll doing all right, but we have a lot to catch up on, so let's just get right into it.
So I'll get through it real fast. Yeah. Let's just go super quick through what we should have done last week.
You guys happy doing podcasts?
The episode. Right. I'm sorry?
You guys happy doing podcasts? Because I doing episode one...
If you could, if I want to stop you there, we have a lot to catch up on.
So the Friends first from last week's episode, it was the first time we saw Rachel's father in an episode.
Yes.
The great actor Ron Liebman portraying him. Friends fun fact.
Time for another fun Friends fact.
Also, first birthday and first time Ross wore glasses. Just throwing it in there.
That's true. First time Ross wore glasses. First birthday for anyone. Mm-hmm. Fun fact is that for Rachel's birthday party, all the main cast wore green in this episode. Monica and Rachel wore green dresses. Phoebe wore a half green pink blouse and pink slacks. Chandler and Joey wore green shirts, and Ross wore a green tie.
Is that because her last name is Green?
I would think so.
Wow, that's
just install the knobs, please, and please hurry.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, I didn't get to see Dean Stockwell arguing with Lindbergh.
It's a good episode.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's the line of the episode.
So in this episode, it was Rachel's mom says to Chandler, like, "You thought I was Rachel?" And then Chandler says, "Yes, because you look so young." And then Phoebe said, "And because you're both, you know, white women." Rank the episode. This was a good episode. Everybody's running around having a good time. In one way, it never settles down, but another way, it's a different speed of episode, and it's fun to see. 7.5 out of 10. And then rank the Friends. We will do rate. I don't know what it is anymore. Rate or rank. Let's check your theme out, Pat, and this will tell me.
Want to rank the Friends now, just go ahead now. And if you want to rank the Friends now, just go ahead now.
Hello, it's Rachel, Phoebe, Monica, Ross, Joey, and Chandler. So that's that one. So we got that in for it. And now episode...
Just jump right in, yeah.
Yeah, of episode 23, the...
Spin doctors are so angry, guys.
No, they're not. You're just making that up.
Okay.
Like power trip. You're always on a power trip.
It's like a power
of possession over this studio.
There's no power trip here, and the stuff
that you ordered and your knobs. And just put the rest of the knobs in, all right? You're halfway there. Want to
rank the friends now? Jesus. Just go ahead now. And if you rank the friends now,
just go ahead now. That was
what is that?
I think that was an instrumental version of, I mean, a vocal take that somehow played.
Yeah, it's attached to the previous one.
You didn't clean up the file? See, because all my files
on
me.
I should have hit pause on that.
Why?
That's on me.
The file should have been clean.
Well, then it's both our faults. You make errors too, so why don't you?
I've never spilled the sparkling juice all
over. Why don't you just put the knobs on and we'll get out of here?
The bag of knobs is sitting right there.
Yeah, I can't put them on while you guys are talking.
How about we turn your mic off and you just keep going?
No, I'm going to make too much sound doing it.
So this episode, Phoebe's Navy boyfriend, Ryan, is in town for just 2 weeks. But their plans are foiled because Phoebe comes down with chicken pox and she gives them to Ryan as well. Monica tapes oven mitts over their hands so they won't scratch. But meanwhile, Monica is relieved that Richard, her boyfriend, Tom Selleck, portraying Richard, thinks that her neurotic behavior is endearing. But she's also upset that Richard does not seem to have similar compulsive instincts of his own. Chandler gets Joey a job at his office and tells Joey to act like a processor. Joey takes it way too far and becomes an actor with it and invents this character, Joseph, who has a wife and kids and causes a lot of trouble in the office for Chandler.
Great moment.
And and meanwhile, Rachel sees Ryan in his Navy uniform and asks Ross to do an officer and a gentleman type a romantic moment to sweep her off her feet.
Right. Which, you know, to be fair, not to use a cliche here, but Simpsons did it. Mm-hmm. But it is
you used a cliche there.
But it's a great moment, and what a trope to see on the Friends universe. So I approve.
Mm-hmm. You know, Tom, I know that I never gave really much of any commentary when I was on the show.
You gave no commentary.
My silence was actually a little better than what he just did.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That's not true.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Not to be cliched or anything, guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why don't you just wait for us to be done and then put the knobs on and leave?
And not to give a thing too behind the curtain thing. We finish these episodes. Mm-hmm. He doesn't say two words after the episodes are done.
No. He leaves the door open.
And it's like
the door to the outside.
All of this talking could happen off the show. Mm-hmm. For some reason, he's choosing to do it.
What, I'm not
on the show.
I'm not going to hang out.
Uh huh. Well, you're clearly not going to fix the board either.
I'm going to fix the board.
Uh huh.
Just I need to do it off air.
Yeah. Well,
a professional would be.
A professional wouldn't spray a board with carbonated juice.
His phone while Don Strong calls him.
Ah, there it is. Tom, there's the jealousy. You know, I can introduce you to Don. It's easy. I can call him right now.
No, don't call
him.
But
I won't.
Yeah, well, I hope you wouldn't.
Yeah, okay.
So this episode, this is a fun one. The stuff with Joey and Chandler is some of the best stuff they've ever done together in the series.
Great writing.
Joey is going around as Joseph and is talking about his three children and goes up to Chandler's boss and tells him this company was not built on reports being handed in on Wednesday. And the boss tells Chandler to get his act together and get it in on Tuesday. That stuff was great. And then Chandler responds by telling Joey, it's like, well, my fictional character is having an affair with your wife, and it drives Joey nuts. really, I thought that was some of the funniest stuff. The Monica and Richard stuff is nice. It's nice to see the dynamics of their relationship. Phoebe with her Navy boyfriend, Ryan, who is portrayed by Charlie Sheen.
That's right.
Is good, but it's weird to see Charlie Sheen in this persona where he was just an actor, or that it was a somewhat respectable actor, yeah. Not pre Two and a Half Men.
Playing it straight.
Pre-winning and all that stuff.
Pre-typecast to himself.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Do you want to know who's never been on Quantum Leap?
Don Strong.
No, not Don Strong. He was on three episodes.
Uh-huh. Who?
Tom Selleck and uh-huh. Charlie Sheen, therefore making it a superior show. Mm-hmm. Leap is superior.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. He was on three episodes?
Yeah, Don Strong was on three episodes.
No wonder he likes you so much and yeah. He wants your podcast to succeed. Yeah,
Don Strong was on eight episodes of Friends. Mm-hmm. Three episodes of Caroline in the City.
And where are you getting this
12 from? Episodes of
and who are you getting
Boston
from?
Common.
From Don Strong?
It's on his IMDb page.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so what? And what's it take to put that in, together? Don's...
They have to be verified. You can't uh-huh. just put... Hey, have you ever used IMDb? Tom, I thought you were a professional.
Yeah, but I don't enter things in. I don't know how that works.
Yeah.
I think that word's lost all meaning at this point. Professional. Yeah.
So this episode, Jason said, and I will thank you for this.
What's that?
He did say that we would not have to play the commercial in this one because he had something that he wanted to do with with one of the bumpers. He said would.
I'd love you to replace any of your old bumpers. So let's hear it.
So, friends first.
Friends first.
I was hoping it was that one, actually.
Yeah, this is not a huge one. The first time that Charlie Sheen appeared on Friends. A little bit of a stretch there. Friends fun fact.
Time for another fun Friends fact.
Still there.
Yeah. The Up Where We Belong, the song that would play it in An Officer and a Gentleman, is normally heard during the credits, as it's a parody of the scene from An Officer and a Gentleman. However, on Netflix in international countries, the song is omitted for licensing reasons and substituted with a close resemblance to the original song.
Oh.
A sound alike.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But they had the money and wherewithal to use it in the Netflix English version?
I guess so,
wow.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah. Line of the episode. Line of the episode.
It's the line. It's the line of the episode.
Sorry, I just had to turn a couple screws.
Sure. Okay. So this is Chandler and Joey are arguing about Joseph, the fictional employee. Chandler says, "All right, so I can't fire Joseph, but I can sleep with his wife." And then Joey goes, "Karen!" And then Chandler goes, "Yeah, Karen. I'm thinking about having an affair with her." And then he pauses. He's like, "Oh, you know what? I just did." Joey's like, "Huh? What are you doing to me, man?" And Chandler goes, "Well, it's not me. It's my character, Chandy. Yeah, the rogue processor who seduces his co-workers' wives for sport and then laughs about it the next day at the water cooler. In fact, I have her panties right there in my drawer." And Joey goes, "Really?" And Chandler goes, "No, freak show. She's fictional." And that's, I would say for the time, calling freak show from 1996 is not as cliched as it would be now. So
yeah, that's true. You know, that
if you
became
think about
a...
that. So let's can rank the episode. Great episode. The Chandler Joey stuff, as I said, is amazing. Phoebe's good. Monica's good. Rachel's good. Everybody's good in this one. 8.5 out of a possible 10.
Woo!
Yeah,
that's a big one.
Yeah.
Oh, look who's excited.
I know.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Is it?
Do you think he even knows who these people are when he hears those names?
Yeah, Tom, I told you in the first season, I watched the show in 1996.
Here's what I'm more bothered by.
Yeah, what's that?
Oh, I don't want to, I'm not going to screw knobs in while you guys are on air. And then literally 2 minutes ago, oh, that was my fault. I was just screwing this.
Knob.
So he's allowed to screw a screw in, but a knob, too much noise.
Screws are silent.
His that's not
knobs
true.
Are loud.
No, his logic is flawed.
Both of you, both
his
of
logic
you,
is flawed.
Both of you, zip it.
Common knowledge.
Please, both, please. It just, we didn't do an ad for Jason's thing, which is the arrangement we have for the board being fixed.
And thank you for being open about. I do appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. So, but
Don
this,
appreciates it. Mm-hmm.
Don's
more
strong.
Importantly.
podcast agent, right. Don Strong. So we have on this, Jason said in lieu of the ad, he wanted to play a new bumper.
Okay.
For Rate the Friends that he made. So
great.
Okay, here we go.
Rate the Friends, we're gonna rate the Friends. Pat Byrne's gonna go to jail, but we'll rate the Friends. Rate the Friends, gonna rate the Friends. Pat Byrne's gonna go to jail, but we'll rate the Friends.
So can I give a little background on that? That was recorded at Electric Ladyland Studios last night with the Spin Doctors as a gigantic F you to Pat Byrne. Mm-hmm. It's good. I think it turned out great.
First of all, it's even I know it's way too long.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I think this, you're only furthering my point to Tom. Mm-hmm. That they do have more than one song, which originally he was saying, you know, when I was saying I like them, I like their songs, he was like, songs, let's not get carried away. This proves that there's more than one song. So you're only,
they have three songs.
You're only helping me out there. But I'm not going to jail because you can't get me in jail, and that's ridiculous. So, Tom, I think you'll back me up here and say that my bumper will live over this one.
Yeah. No, I like your bumper better. And, but I have to, there are mitigating factors that look, your bumper, we will hear plenty from your bumper. I will say you're not going to jail. He's trying to get in your head with
Thank
that.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes.
You're not, I mean, I would be stunned if you went to jail for the thing you, for the Spin Doctors thing. So I guess he did it because he has cooperation with them.
Is that the legal term? Is that cooperation?
Well, I'm asking you. They cooperate. They recorded. They knew.
It was their idea. Uh-huh. Yeah. They said, hey, Jason, we're laying down some tunes at Electric Ladyland. Will you come and sing these vocals? And I didn't even know what it was until I saw the lyric sheet, and it was a new bumper for
So this is all their idea. That's great.
Ask you a question, Jason, and feel free to... are you a liar? Are you just like a liar? Because I wonder sometimes with some of these things.
No, this is true.
You're not a liar. I'm just asking.
Okay.
I never thought you were, but some of these things are sounding very fantastic lately.
My life's fantastic.
No,
lately.
In the definition of fantastic, as in outside of reality, like
exaggerated.
Yes, like I'm opening for Bruce Springsteen at his shows. I'm introducing him.
Yeah.
The Spin Doctors called me to do a thing. And
Tom. Screws don't make sound.
Yeah. Well, that's a smaller one than Tom. The ones.
Yeah.
Well, but
the moment I walked out the
in
door.
The spirit,
here,
it is one. Yes.
Then, like I said before, the moment I walked out this door, the first time.
The one that you don't close.
The world just opened up to me. And with that came opportunity. And a lot of new friends.
All right. Well, I just recorded there, so I'm sure all the engineers would vouch for me. I was completely professional. I spent my own money.
They were clapping in the background there.
It's Joey and then Chandler, then Phoebe, then Rachel, Monica, and Ross, although no one was really bad in this one. But that's the ranking, and thanks, everybody, for listening to Meet My Friends, the Friends. Doing each and every episode of Friends, and we're closing in on the end of season two, and that the next episode will be the final episode of season two of Friends. And thanks for listening, and thanks to Josh Cantor for the music.
Thanks to my friends at Electric Ladyland Studios.
Just you're picking on the guy.
Yeah, you're not. This is abuse.
They'd all vouch for me.
All right, I don't sound like that, and this is abuse.
Don't see recording there.
Listen, I'll say this: if you took a fraction of the time you spent allegedly at Electric Ladyland, you could have been done with the studio work. Instead of recording that, you could have finished the studio and left me and Tom to our show. All right,
it's a fair point. I will say from a technical standpoint, both bumpers are great. And I think that speaks highly of Electric Ladyland Studios.
Yeah.
That it's a pro play. And it's not a spot for them. But yeah, okay, show's over.